One, please.
Item number one is from the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee, submitting its final report on development plans for the downtown portion of the lakefront. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Black, perhaps you could summarize the activities of the committee over the past 4 months or so.
Chairman, supervisors, thank you so much. I am proud to say that I am here to present to you today the final Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee report. So here's the report. It has been 4 months of work by a committee that actually was started with Supervisor Jurczyk and Chairman, you were also on that, and I'm proud to say that we had until December of 12 to finish the report, and within 4 months had consensus not only from the 13 committee members but also from many other members of the community. So it was a fun exercise. There was a lot of positive energy, and if we can make this vision come true, I think it's going to be great for Milwaukee County, and just the whole economic development of Milwaukee. So with that, what I'd like to do, I'd stand up, but I know you want me on the speaker. So if you could look over my shoulder here, one of the things that we first found out with the committee is that the members on the committee were good, but I wanted to make it more transparent. I wanted to make it that anybody that wanted to be a part of this could. I didn't want somebody down the road to come out and say, how come I wasn't invited? How come I didn't know about this? Or I have some input into this that I thought could be beneficial. But to start, I'd like to go through the people that were on the original 13-member committee. Some of them have changed. There were some appointments that some people had switched positions and things like that. I'd like to start off at, if you look at the list here, obviously you can't read it. So I'll go through Brian Tafora, Economic Development Director for Milwaukee County. Brian, would you stand up? Dave Drent, the War Memorial, you want to stand up as well? Dan Keegan from the Art Museum. You guys can all stay standing. They're like a team. Michael Cudahy, Discovery World. Jerry Brott, you can stay seated, Chairman. You can actually do whatever you like.
Thank you, Director.
Herbert Johnson from Milwaukee State Bank. Bill Lynch. I don't think Bill is here today. Bill, obviously, from the Lakefront Development Advisory Commission. So he really represented a lot of different hats there. Molly Gallagher from Betty Brin. Rocky Marcoux, DCD, City Development. Bob Greenstreet, University of Wisconsin, Urban Planning. Don Layden from Milwaukee World Festival. Nick Kovac, Alderman, and myself as the chair. So I just can't thank this group enough for their time, for their passion, for their intellect, for their vision, et cetera, et cetera. It was really, I really want to thank all of you for helping us, for helping me through this. And when people say, oh, Sue, the chair, this and that, it wasn't like that. I called on each and every one of them, and I almost wanted to say something personally about all of them as they stood up, but I don't know if that's appropriate. But they all helped in their own special way. So thank you so much, you guys. It really means a lot. So having said that, I'll just briefly go through. What we did is I put together the team, and I wanted to, like I said, make it inclusive. So brainstorming this thing, I had four different subcommittees that I had set up. One was parks and public spaces. The other one was the development community, neighbors and attractions, and the business community. So, for instance, under neighbors and attraction, sure, we had the art museum and what have you, but all of the neighbors weren't there. So when I said, if you want to be a part of this, you're welcome to be, and then talk to the chair of each of those the committees. For instance, parks and public spaces was Bill Lynch. So because the park people aren't on here, say. So the park people, preserve our parks, they all could go to those subcommittee meetings. And in this report are all of the subcommittee minutes. So each subcommittee went through each of the different areas and had their own particular take on the six recommendations. So having said that, there are six recommendations in the executive summary, of which are going to be in the report, but I'm just going to read them through real quickly. The redevelopment of the downtown transit center, number one. Number two, the installation of the bike ped lane over the Hone Bridge. Three, the reconfiguration of Lincoln Memorial Drive and Michigan Street. Four, the reconfiguration of the Lake Interchange. To study O'Donnell Park and its current function and the long term. And then the overriding is the increased accessibility to the lakefront, like in general. How can we do that? So with those six recommendations, I'm going to turn it over to Michael Cudahy, who was kind enough and generous enough to actually hire a helicopter and take some pictures of the lakefront as is, and then over at Discovery World with their technology actually put a video together of this vision. And then after that, Greg Ewan from Epstein Ewan Architects, all pro bono, has put together this design work that is absolutely incredible. And for both of them, kind of the labor of love, the three of us working together to make this document come to life. Because, you know, when you put this in front of somebody, like, who's going to really, but at the end of the day, I think the presentation you'll be more than impressed with. And that this is good, but now let's make something happen. So with that, I'll hand it over to the two gentlemen.
Mr. Cuddy,
may I suggest, it may be out of order for here, but you guys that are way over there on that side there probably can't see the screen. It's worth seeing. If you can see it over there, fine. But otherwise, move over here somewhere.
Ready to go?
Yeah, roll the tape.
Aha, remember the old Milwaukee Clipper? That was back in the 1940s. Our lake was looking pretty dreary then, except for, well, maybe Mason Street and the Mason Street Bridge. But today we have Summerfest, a terrific attraction, along with a new park made from the diggings of the deep tunnel. And then there's Discovery World, a national attraction that teaches our kids science and how to grow up and be somebody. We've provided docking for thousands of private boats along the lakefront. And now don't forget the Veterans Center. And then there's the world-famous Calatrava Art Museum. We're truly blessed to have this jewel. But we still have a long way to go in achieving the full benefits of this coveted goal, linking Lake Michigan to the shores of Milwaukee. Now, let's face it, there are some serious problems and flaws there. I'm sure you've noticed, for instance, an almost 30-foot drop from Wisconsin Avenue to the ground below at lake level. And that is a forbidding obstacle to navigate on foot, especially for those who are disabled or elderly. Then we have a garage and a bus depot right in the middle of this prime location. And look at this intersection at Michigan and Lincoln Memorial Drive. It's a wonder some visitors don't meet their demise down there. And then there's the intersection of I-94 and Lincoln Memorial Drive, and a Rube Goldberg configuration that's really a disgrace. I'm sure you'll agree it speaks very poorly for Milwaukee's image, Milwaukee's front door, so to speak. Now, in early spring of this year, we spoke to the county chairman, Lee Holloway, about the situation, and the county then appointed Sue Black, our parks director, to form a working committee to look into the situation at the lakefront, carefully considering all interested parties in that area. Known as the Lakefront Planning Committee, it consists of representatives of the city, the county, the War Memorial, the Art Museum, Discovery World, Summerfest, the Betty Brin Children's Museum, and the Lakefront Advisory Commission. It has the endorsement of the mayor, the county executive, and the governor. The committee has made great strides in the past few months and has reached a complete consensus. All members have signed on. A full report is now being submitted to the county board. I might add that the committee has had the talented help of one Greg Ewan, a Milwaukee architect who has offered very creative designs that you will now see and we think will solve many of the problems.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, that was both very nice of Mike and also embarrassing at the end there, but we'll get through this. Sue has asked me to provide you the highlights of the report visually this morning, and I'm happy to be here, so thank you for allowing me to present. There, as Sue said, there are a number of recommendations that have been made as part of this report, and I'd like to present those. Before I do that, I'd like to talk about three specific key aspects of the plan or goals that really became the foundation for those recommendations. First and foremost, the committee has recognized that we already have a world-class lakefront. This isn't about trying to create one. It's more about enhancements to our beautiful physical surroundings that have taken place along the waterfront. And that becomes really the foundation and the power for the entire plan. How could we build upon what we already have that exists today? Number two, and a very important aspect is access to those amenities into our beautiful lakefront. So how could we improve this access? And looking at, as the committee has studied this, these properties, infrastructure for access has just simply not kept pace with the vast improvements and expansion that we've seen over the last 10 to 15 years along our frontage. Also, looking at providing availability and access to all people who come down to our beautiful lakefront, giving pedestrians both choices to get there and clear and natural access paths to enjoy our frontage. And this plan also serves as a vision for realizing these connections. I might add that the designs you're going to see are certainly not finished designs. They're really meant to be visual stimulus to further make us think and think creatively about how we might solve these problems in the future. And then lastly, access, it's important to note, is not only achieved physically, but also visually. If you think about our downtown and the beautiful downtown lakefront and all the amenities that exist there and our city, we do have this impediment that is Lincoln Memorial Drive. And that drive serves a good purpose, of course, and we need that drive, but it also serves to be somewhat of a barrier in its current state. We also have a city grid that could both physically and visually be extended to our frontage with not completely at ease, but with some degree of reality. The third aspect is lakefront land utilization. The committee has recognized that there does have to be funding sources to provide these pedestrian accesses, and the land west of Lincoln Memorial Drive and south of Wisconsin Avenue, this area right along here, is really currently underutilized. And again, this plan serves to provide a vision for the use of that land. Of course, the actual use of that land is dependent on the private sector and public sector coming together. So these new uses, the idea is that these new uses would add value and create value that would help provide funding sources for some of this accessibility infrastructure. The land that we're particularly looking at in consideration is shown here in this diagram, the O'Donnell Park area, the Transit Center land, and then what we're calling the Lake Interchange property, shown in those three colors there. So let's take you through the five recommendations. The first is the redevelopment of the Transit Center site. We're all very familiar with this site and the location, and we're very familiar with the physical aspects of this building. Certainly served a purpose for its use, but as a building for our city in this given location, it is a foreboding structure. People that walk by it are usually walking to the lakefront, and it becomes an impediment. The building itself is not a very friendly building at the street level, and is clearly underutilizing this beautiful land. What we're showing in this diagram is a development that would provide for some building height and some density, along with access at grade. This location is really, the site in this location is quite valuable and could provide for substantial development and substantial tax base. We also feel that as part of this project, and you'll see how this all weaves together, these pieces all weave together, that the possibility of creating access over Lincoln Memorial Drive as part of this project would seem to be logical. The second recommendation is for the reconfiguration of Lincoln Memorial Drive. We all know where this intersection is located, and this is sort of the epicenter of really all traffic, both pedestrian and vehicle. And we've all seen this scene before. Any given event down at our lakefront, this is what happens at the intersection. And certainly we need cars and we need pedestrians. We just need them to, we need this to be designed in such a way that provides for access for both. And the cars are winning out on this one. And we feel that there is a way to make it much more easy for pedestrians. This is the current intersection, its configuration. This is obviously a diagram, but designed specifically for vehicle use and not really designed for pedestrians. The committee's recommendation is to look at reducing the lanes and bringing the sidewalks closer together, the corners of the particular intersection closer together, and then creating some form of access over the intersection. This diagram shows the red is vehicle traffic, the blue is pedestrian, that we have an opportunity here to really provide for both at-grade access and access over as well. This is a perspective of what could be one solution in making this circulation path more of a urban statement, where patrons could both cross Lincoln Memorial Drive and also have a beautiful view of all the amenities on the lakefront. This location where this spiral is actually pretty interesting. Right now it's a remnant that has some trees on it and some chain link fence, but if you were to stand in the center of this spiral, you'd be able to see the War Memorial, the Art Museum, Discovery World, the Hone Bridge, and back to downtown. It really is a place that deserves more recognition of our beautiful city. The third recommendation is the improvement of O'Donnell Park. Again, shown in blue here, the substantial development that's there in the terms of the parking. The committee recognizes that we need parking down here, and we're not proposing to eliminate parking, but perhaps provide for better access. Michael explained in his intro the 30-foot drop, and this is... This is what we see happening when people need to transverse to get down to Lincoln Memorial Drive. It's difficult, and it shouldn't be as difficult as it is today. So the idea here in concept is to really do two things. One, to take the plaza and green it up, continue to keep it a plaza, but terrace the plaza to provide access. And then two, look at the potential for additional development at the south end of the O'Donnell Park that is currently underutilized. So this is the way that this all then weaves together in this diagram. The large blue arrow there shows access from Wisconsin Avenue. You continue to have access over to the Art Museum, but this provides for access down to the intersection, both from a stepped plaza as well as an elevated walkway or an at-grade walkway that becomes the future bridge. So these are just a couple of views looking at this O'Donnell Park block, which is right here. Again, this is the existing O'Donnell Park block. This corner of O'Donnell Park, by the way, which is triangular in shape, is probably the least efficient in terms of its parking ability because of the shape. We would be losing some parking if we were to build this plaza, but it would the result of the future development that would add parking back in would provide for that lost parking. This is a view showing how that plaza would potentially work, opening up to the corner, and even a closer view here. The fourth recommendation is the reconfiguration of the lake interchange. And as Mike had explained in his video, this is quite a quite a confusing area of streets and roads. But you can see the aerial photograph here. Again, parts of this serve a purpose. Parts of this serve a purpose that used to be intended to continue the freeway, which we no longer have. And this is the result. This is a photograph that I took from my car coming down to the lakefront. And this is the first impression we see as we get off the freeway. I don't think this is something that we can be overly proud of, the chain link fence and the do not enter signs, unnecessarily so. So how can we solve this? This is also a view of along Clybourne. The off-ramps become places for, again, underutilized land underneath and do not make for a very, very, very nice intro to our city. Also, I mentioned visual barriers. This is a shot taken, again, along Clybourne and underneath the freeway. It's interesting when you think of our lakefront and the Art Museum and Discovery World and so forth, how close they are, but we don't really visually see them, so they're not close. If we could create visual access, people will know how to get there more readily, and it won't seem so foreboding. You can see the people walking by there. They really are not even considering that Discovery World is just a stone's throw away because of all those barriers that are really unnecessary. So what can we do about it? This is the existing layout of 794 as it comes along the Holm Bridge and Harbor Drive, Lincoln Memorial Drive, and specifically the two off-ramps. The off-ramps are located here and here. On-ramp is here, off-ramp is here. So if we reconfigure this, and especially utilizing the current Pompey Square area, which is a very small little green space that's really forgotten in Milwaukee, and if we could utilize that Pompey Square area and eliminate the off-ramps and on-ramps to the lake interchange, we could open that up completely and create a boulevard access that opens up our downtown and our city to the lakefront. So it would appear something like this. With those gone, Clybourne could become a boulevard, and access to one of our downtown icons is right there. This is a view looking east over what would be Clybourne Boulevard. Also, as a benefit to this idea, additional land would become available. We don't know exactly how much, but we're showing here in concept that now you've created both beautiful street frontage and you've created additional land that is really, you know, quite valuable where today is underutilized. The last recommendation is the installation of a pedestrian and bicycle lane onto the home bridge. You know, our home bridge is our connection to beautiful neighborhoods to the south of downtown, and I don't think anyone would argue that rides a bike or that walks that would love to have access to this bridge, and we think it's the committee believes that this should happen. How would that happen deserves study, but essentially the concept would be that a bike pedestrian lane would be added to the east side of the home bridge and would instantly create an icon not only of the bridge but just be able to connect our downtown to the south part of our city and such beautiful views across. This could even be an attraction, so to speak. So could be quite nice. This entire plan weaves together. This is an existing sketch of what we have currently, and we put all these components together. It creates quite a bit of additional development and access to those spaces that we've described. This is just a photograph of the current, and then we superimpose what could be future development. Of course, the buildings themselves are not meant to be designs, but meant to show some scale. And I think you could see that this really adds to our lakefront. It doesn't necessarily impede what we already have, but it adds to our city skyline in a way that I think is complementary to the existing buildings in our downtown area. So we do have a brief animation. If I can, hopefully it'll work. Mine doesn't have music to it, so maybe Sue wants to sing or talk. Or Michael?
I just have to say, I think this is so cool right here. When you picture walking down underneath that and the way all three streets will take you right down to the lakefront, I think it's right there. I like that view where you walk right underneath there.
We might add that we also feel that there is a tremendous opportunity for green space in this plan as well, both at grade and as elevated plazas. This gives you a view of the boulevard down Clybourne. Might also add that the home bridge connection and all these connections would be connected up to the idea would be to connect them up to the various other trails and bike paths along the city. It allows for ease of pedestrians and bikes to enjoy the lakefront without having to negotiate some of the traffic concerns today. And that's our presentation. Thank you, Supervisor.
Well, the vision is set, and now the work begins. Thank you so much, Greg, for the work you've done here. You've given beautiful and cogent expression to the concepts that the committee developed, and I think when the public becomes aware of this in its detail, it can only build enthusiasm. Mr. Cudahy, thank you so much, as always, for your civic involvement and your concern for this city.
So just to finish it up, on behalf of the committee, I'll present the formal report.
And this would be item number two.
Item number two is from the Director of the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, recommending that the Walker County Board of Supervisors adopt the long-range lakefront planning committee report what is developed here on the Milwaukee Plan?
Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to receive and place this on file.
The motion is to receive and place on file in order that all our colleagues will receive a copy. Is there any discussion?
I just have a question.
Supervisor Harris?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I first of all think the plan is phenomenal and it brings hope to our city. So thank you, Mr. Cudahy. And I think your name again is
Gregory.
I was almost said Brian. I'm sorry, Mr. Gregory. And it definitely is very inspiring. So thank you for all the work that you've done. I just had a couple of questions as I was reviewing the report in preparation for this meeting. And I just am curious. I know that prior to me joining the board, which was about a little over a year ago, there was a little heated topic about putting a parking lot at the War Memorial, and there was a whole public trust concern. And so I'm wondering, in relation to the public trust and height restrictions, how are we honoring that with this particular development? And then as far as the long-term plan, I didn't notice that we had any funding sources in here, and how do we plan to fund this project? And just trying to read my notes here. Yeah, I think that's pretty much the question.
Chairman, supervisors, one of the things that I also saw that needed to be included was the DOT and the DNR. So made some phone calls and said, you know, could you get some people there at a high level in those two departments? And so Dwayne Johnson from the DOT attended almost every meeting after we had requested him to be there, as did John Hammond from the DNR. And if you look through the meeting minutes of each of those each of their involvement in the discussions, the lake bed grant, et cetera, the DNR, there are no lake bed grant issues with the transit center, and there's just one small corner of the O'Donnell parking structure that was one of the issues. But that was something that we looked at extensively, and that's why we wanted them at all the meetings, and especially when you look at the DOT involvement, because there's so many transportation issues there, that Dwayne actually wanted to be here this morning because he's been involved in this all along the way. As far as the funding of it, if you look in the report the way that we wrote it, it was, you know, you have each of the different recommendations, and then we have other considerations. And there's probably 10 to 15 bullets on each of the different recommendations that need to be taken into account. We didn't feel like our charge was to solve each of those other considerations. We just wanted to put those on the table and have people look at, okay, we're going to need to figure out all the different details of it. But we wanted to set that vision and where that funding would come from. I think that's the business community and the development community, and those will be the next steps of what we need to do with that. So, for instance, the lake interchange to the transit center to O'Donnell, I think they would all have to be handled differently, and depending on how we take those next steps, that's all in the next phases.
Thank you.
So then with that public trust, I guess I'm not really clear on how that works still.
It would not be prohibitive, not with what we've got in the report.
Okay. Thank you.
It's my understanding that Chairman Holloway has joined us and would like to address the committee. Chairman Holloway, are you there? So I've been told. Are there further questions while we await his arrival? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I too wish to thank the members of the committee that put many hours into this, and I wanted to note a couple of items about the vision that you proposed here today. I consider myself a future urban planner, actually. So I really appreciated and took some notes on what you had presented there. One thing I've seen about the downtown area, and we're on Parks Committee here, I recognize that, but I must say the freeway, the spaghetti looping of freeway on-ramps and off-ramps and former ramps there really diminishes what the downtown could be. And so I want to thank you for including that. Also, Supervisor Jurcik and I have hosted meetings about bike access and pedestrian access to the Hone Bridge. At the last one in Bayview with State Senator Larson, we had over 250 people trying to crowd into a room at Bela Brenton, Community Center, expressing their support of that. I believe this would be extremely good for the long-term future of the city and the county, our metropolitan area as a whole, were this vision to be pursued. So I do endorse that. And so, well done. Thank you all very much. And thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess the resolution before us is talking about our committee actually adopting the committee's report for the development of the Milwaukee Lakefront. Let me just say that I appreciate Sue Black's work on this. The original resolution gave her until December of 2012, and she realized that that was probably a ridiculous time period. Those of us in government, I guess, kind of get stilted in terms of how government works, and we think in longer term. However, the committee that put this together, and I'm totally impressed. I mean, it is a tremendous report with tremendous ideas. And, of course, the thinking behind it when the board put the resolution together is to bring all of those different voices together, development community, City of Milwaukee, County of Milwaukee, Lakefront trustee issues, and so on. And these folks have all had that access. And they've produced what I think is a tremendous product. There's been one thing missing, though, and that's what the responsibility of government is. And that is to really make sure, before we adopt this kind of a report, the public have some input at a public hearing. I don't know that we've provided that. So I think we may be just a little bit premature here. And I'd like to suggest, Mr. Chairman, that we receive the report today and try to make it more accessible, certainly via the internet, and try to get the public aware of what this committee has done so they can look at it and make a real purpose of having a meeting that if the public, who is now going to get to see this report, wants to have input, they get that opportunity, so that we can ultimately truly accept report as this county board's lakefront master plan. Now, the City of Milwaukee has a lakefront master plan. You know, some of us sometimes had our, egos a little bit bruised because it seemed to suggest that they were planning for county land as well as city. And I think it's time for City of Milwaukee and county to come together to embrace the lakefront as this report does, give the public the opportunity to have their say, if they're going to have anything to say, and then adopt this rightfully as the county's master plan. So at this point, I'd like to suggest we just accept it, get it out there publicly, and then set a specific meeting date for if public wants to have public input, they can do so. So that would be my thought on it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Baldwin.
Yes. Number one, item one is the item that should be received and placed on file.
Oh, I see.
And item number two should either be adopted or should be laid over for a future meeting so that it can be adopted. Item number two is a resolution endorsing the recommendation, and I think the committee wants to either act on it today or lay it over for the next meeting. But item number one is the item that should be placed on file.
Fine.
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Sure.
I appreciate Mr. Boltman's suggestion. I think we should receive and thank tremendously all of those involved. I mean, we have a who's who in the room today, if you will. Thank them for their work. And then lay over the second part, if Supervisor Haas would permit me to suggest that. And make it an effort of this board to get the public aware of where they can see this report through internet connections so they can really get a chance to appreciate what the committee has done, and then have the meeting where public, if they want, can at least have some input before this board takes a formal action. And I would prefer that we then somewhat adopt it as a lakefront master plan, if you will. So maybe we want to even tweak the wording a little bit on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor.
Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will withdraw my motion.
We already acted on number one. Can we amend that without complicating
charters? Yes, you can, because you haven't taken a vote.
Good. We have not taken a vote.
No.
Number one was, in fact, informational. Your motion then would be to receive and place on file item number one?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. On that item, which is now before us, would the clerk please call?
I'd like to respond.
Mr. Chairman, I was about to recognize you.
Yeah.
I thought after the vote.
You know, I got all these people together, and we represent 52,000 people ourselves and whatever. And when you have these many people show up, it requires bold decisions. People don't come out of their busy schedule to receive a layover or whatever it may be. You talking about having the public to respond, but you have not even set a date to get the public to respond. I mean, we gotta move this. So if you're gonna I won't try to muscle with you. That is usually my way of doing things sometimes. But since I was late, I won't try to muscle with you because I don't know all what have took place. But I would just suggest that we set a time that the public can come. And remember that it is also budget time as well. So we need to set a time and then push this thing through with whatever small amendments that will occur. Most of you don't know and have a great idea. It'll be few people in the public will have a great idea. They're basically depending on you to work out the fine tuning of it and the search and data and whatever. They're dependent on you. You're not dependent on them. You're elected body. So from that perspective, I'd like the date to be set. And then, from that perspective, we need to move this.
Item number one is before us. The motion is to receive and place on file. If we could call the roll on that item.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jurcet.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye. And now on item number two, as read, I note the chairman's concerns and don't view adoption of this as in any way precluding public input. And I think the point is well taken. This has moved expeditiously, intentionally. We want to keep the momentum here, and I think that this in no way deprives the public of the opportunity to make suggestions, suggest refinements of any sort to this. This is really, in some sense, a skeletal and visionary kind of document that in and of itself doesn't suggest the kind of detail that I think that is suggested in the motion. At any rate, the motion before us, if we have one.
We don't. And Mr. Chairman, I'd be willing to, I appreciate the chairman's comment, and if we want to set a date certain to the next, to our next regularly scheduled Parks Committee meeting for acceptance, I think that would be appropriate. But I just note the procedure here. We've just received this formally from the committee, and by the way, in no way intend to disrespect the wonderful work of all the folks in the room. I think, if anything, it formally accepts what they've done today and then brings the public in, which I think we need to do. So I'd certainly be willing to accept a date certain for our next meeting, but to really make it a point to get the public to go to that website where they're going to be allowed to see this, for all of us to give that publicity. And while I'm sure not everyone's going to go look at it, I also know there are a lot of folks that are very interested. So I think it, for open government to give that opportunity, it behooves us to do that.
Is that a motion?
Just to set over to a date certain. That's the motion.
Do you have a suggested date certain?
The next Parks Committee.
Which is October, November?
Yeah.
Do we have the date available?
October 25th.
October 25th? Mm-hmm. The motion is to lay the item over until October 25th. Supervisor Sanfilippo and Supervisor Dimitrieva.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think if we truly want to get public input, which is a good idea, I would recommend and maybe offer as a friendly amendment that we schedule the meeting for the evening time when it's more convenient for the public to appear, similar to what we did with the Esterbrook Dam when we had the public meeting downtown. I believe it was in the Harbor Lights Room one evening, and although that wasn't a regular committee meeting, it was a separate meeting. But it allows more convenient for the public to be able to attend. And since this is really a dynamic piece that affects everybody in Milwaukee County as well as the entire southeastern region of our state, I think that would be important.
It's a long, a friendly amendment?
I have no problem with that.
As long as Supervisor Sanfilippo is not making it a political issue, I would support that.
No, sir, I'm not.
We'll incorporate that.
And I like the location. I mean, that would be perfect.
Okay. Fine. Supervisor Dimitrieva.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. one concern that I have that I wanted to voice was, you know, in a week or so, actually, we'll be receiving the county executive's budget, and I'm anxious to find out, and I'm hoping that the sale of the downtown transit center is not in there, because as you can see in this report, it's laid out quite detailed that it's going to take time to deal with the federal government. The county board has to go through a process, and we'd have to declare it surplus, and in fact, I was just reading it in the report. So that's why I'm hesitant to move too fast on this, and I'm also publicly stating that I think it would be unwise to include in our 2012 budget, because I just don't see that type of sale and public input that we need in the height, in the thing that we'd like to see in development in 2012. We've seen that before in prior administrations, trying to jam in land sales and get them turned around in a year, and that hasn't happened. So I will support this, but with that caveat, and that's why I'm saying that publicly, because I am concerned about that. I don't want this to be a move forward to now think that in 2012 we're all of a sudden going to be able to cash the check on the downtown transit center. Well, I think it's a good thing to move forward. It needs to have a lot of public discussion. So I wanted to make sure that I made that publicly clear. Thank you.
Any further questions? The motion
Mr.
before
Chairman,
us is
Mr.
to
Chairman.
Mr. Cudahy. I think it... It should. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it should be known that, and you've probably observed, that two of the freeway's branches would be taken down in accordance with the plan that Greg Yunus submitted that are part of the report. I have discussed this with the governor, and he has arranged a meeting with the Mr. Gottlieb, who is now DOD's chairman or head, whatever. And we are meeting next Monday to determine if this is a feasibility. We, I think, all agree that those two branches of the freeway that go down to the lakefront are unnecessary, uncluttering, and they were about to spend many millions of dollars to repair those. The suggestion here, of course, is to take them down, which I think would be a great improvement, both in the accessibility of the lakefront and the beauty of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a good plan.
Chairman Holloway.
That's in the plan. I mean, we'll be fine-tuning it as we go. And I was saying that it's really not up to us to, once we approve the plan and look at the details of it, it's up to the business people to come with the resources and whatever. It's not up to us to worry about it. it's up to us to get out of the way of progressiveness, but make sure that the public is protected. And from that perspective, it's up to the business people to implement the plan, come with the resource and whatever, and for us to monitor to make sure that the public is protected. I mean, if anybody fails in this, it's the business people. It's not us, because we are setting the way for them to be able to do the plan, and we are just stewards that are making sure that things go appropriately. So it's not for us to worry, Supervisor Dimitri, but once we set the plan, monitor it, make sure that it's done appropriately, it's on the business people to be have failure on their hand, not the supervisors, once we set the plan, whatever.
Are there further comments? The motion before us is to lay over to October 25th with an interim public hearing to be held at the Harbor Lights Room. Date to be established. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dimitrievich.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 7-0.
Mr. Chairman Holloway, would you like to make any further comments?
I'm very pleased of the progressiveness, and I'm very pleased with the that we are opening to the public again. It's my understanding that when Black and the other people were meeting, it was open to the public. But we're going to do a big thing. I have Harold to jump on it and make sure it's done right, and we're going to make sure that Supervisor Jersey has her day in the light when we have Harold to take and deal with her, make sure we do it right. And also Sanfilippo to make sure that we take and get the evening people out, and I want you to deal with them specifically, and we'll let it roll. We'll see what happens. We'll see if the Michael Cudahy and the business people, whether they can do what they said they can do. And it's a real big task. You talk about changing the way the expressway end up, and I think it can be done, but it's a real big task. And I'm waiting for it, and I'm looking for it, and I'm very pleased about it.
Thank you. Prior to the vote, I would like to thank my colleague, Supervisor Jerzyk. It was, after all, her initiative and her vision that led to the formation of this committee and will be the genesis of all good things that flow from it. So, again, thank you very much. Sometimes
thank
the authorship
you,
is lost in time. The motion before us, please call the roll. Oh, we did.
Did.
We did call the roll. We've done so many votes here. Fine. We are approved. Item number